I am splendid, sir, and you?
I'm great. Do you know what? You are the celebrity who has been on KMFM more than any other celebrity.
Yay! Hey, listen, didn't you know I've been stalking you guys for years? I've been hanging outside the building just waiting for you guys. And when you go home, I've got my own key. You didn't even know about that.
That's why we had to block you on Twitter, Peter. I'm sorry, but you know. So
going to ask you about that, but it's okay.
Are you rehearsing for Strictly? How's it going? Because it looks amazing.
Really good. You know, each week's been incredible. This week is going to be quite fantastic because of the fact that it's tango. So tonight's going to be a big night. I'm wearing a suit, slick back hair, and it's very sort of dramatic. We're performing to New Order's Blue Monday. So that's a great song, and it's not probably what you'd think of with tango.
I watched week one, and I'm not just saying this, Peter, because I've got you on the phone right now. I've never, ever watched a series of Strictly until you're on it. I watched your first dance. I was like, where have those Andre moves come from?
Have you been watching it since?
Seriously?
Be honest.
No, I missed last week's. I didn't watch last week's.
Yeah. It means a lot to me because obviously I've performed on stage for years, but yeah. I'm self-taught. So what I did was I used to watch Michael Jackson and Prince. And when I was on stage, I used to try and nick some of their moves. And then I'd try and create my own versions of them. So when they told me about doing this show, I thought, well, technically I'm not a good dancer, but I can perform. You know, well, I'd like to think I could perform. And I'd had 3 weeks to learn the cha-cha. I couldn't wait to get out there.
I don't want to jinx it at all, Peter, but I am going to say I am currently talking to the winner of Strictly Come Dancing 2015.
No. Yes. I think that at the moment there's really, really strong comp.
Also, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yes.
This new tour of yours.
Yes.
Why aren't you coming to Kent? I see you're doing Brighton. You're not coming to the Lees Cliff Hall or the Margate Winter Gardens. What's going
on?
I'll
be honest with you. Ever since you blocked me on Twitter.
Touché.
And you tried to take the key away from me. I've just been like, you know what? I'm going to make him travel a bit further. No, honestly, we'd love to do more. We've got the O2 Arena. It's very close, isn't it, in a way?
We can get to you easy.
Please come to us because I would love to do more. I really would. But I get scared if I try and do too many shows in one area that the tickets won't sell. So I think the O2 Arena is a biggie.
And tell us about this tour because it's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm doing Strictly Come Dancing. The album's called Come Fly With Me.
Yeah.
And then the tour is called Come Swing With Me. So we're just asking everyone to come along, basically.
Yeah. I like it, though, because it's a completely different direction.
You know, like Come Fly With Me, you know, they lend to the waltz. There's songs that we can add little bits of the cha-cha-cha, bits of the Charleston, and I just think it'd be really nice to add those elements in the show, not all the way through. You know, we're still going to do some of the old 90s stuff, and we're going to, you know, going to have real good fun, but I want to make it a really good live show. You know, I want to entertain everybody.
You're going to go off and rehearse a little bit more ahead of Strictly on telly tonight. Are you going to be wide awake for Canterbury tomorrow? Because I know 2 p.m. Canterbury City Centre, HMV, to sign copies of your album.
Well, I'm going to do you one better. I've got my two daughters coming with me, Princess Amelia. I've got my wife coming. I've got my mum and dad coming along, one of my brothers. It's going to be a real family affair. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there.
And I hope the family are all well, Peter.
They're really, really well, thank you. Junior won't be with us because he's playing football, but the rest will be there. But he's actually a really good little player. He definitely hasn't taken that from me. I'm terrible at football.
But amazing on the dance floor, as we've seen every Saturday night, Peter Andre.
Oh, you're a good man. Do you know what? I'm really enjoying the experience. I want to thank everybody that is not only voting for me, but people just watching it. It's not even about that. It is in one way, but in another way, it's all about being on TV Saturday night in people's living rooms. Great fun.
I'm going to say it again. I know you don't want me to, Peter, but I am currently talking to the winner of Strictly Come Dancing 2015.
Yes. No. Oh, you're a good man. Thank you so much, mate. And I really can't wait to meet everyone tomorrow.
Peter Andre, just for that, I'm going to unblock you on Twitter and we need to get you back in the studio soon.
In that case, I might have to put a show on in Kent.
Yes. Okay. I've done it. You're unblocked.
Take care, buddy.
Peter, good luck for tonight. Great to have you on the show.
Mate.
Thank you.
God bless you, pal.